This is WUWM. I'm Ayan Silver. The coronavirus pandemic has upended restaurants and bars, the travel industry, schools, and the arts. Many local artists are losing out on income and key exposure, as the venues where they perform or display remain shuttered. Specifically, when museums, galleries, and theaters close, many painters, dancers, and musicians don't have a place to perform or a source of income. Dozens of them talked about the challenges they face in a video conference Tuesday. One of them was Frida Hai Wasihongo Tesfagirigis. She's a painter, art historian, and professor emerita in several departments at UW-Madison.
Today, the world remains in a state of crisis as we cope with COVID-19, homelessness, hunger, and so many other problems. Yet, we are also here talking about art. We're meeting and talking about art amid all of these problems because art is a critical aspect of our life. Art is life for many of us.
The video conference was arranged by the Wisconsin Arts Board. It included 15 arts organizations in the meeting, which was meant to brainstorm ways for artists to survive the pandemic. Dozens of artists took turns speaking. Jenny Gao, who's based in Madison, said the pandemic is hitting the working and lower middle class artists the hardest. So, when it comes to the art scene, she says it's important to center the needs of individuals over institutions.
If we are serious about protecting people during a pandemic, then we need to figure out how to stay closed with social safety nets in place, instead of open at all costs, which requires the exploitation of working class labor. Again, we need to advocate for solutions that center the well-being of people instead of the value of property. It's not just support the arts. In our case, it's supporting artists.
Several people spoke of providing support to young artists in particular, who may be struggling to get established. Some of them are back in Wisconsin due to the pandemic, says Jeremy Popelka. He runs a glass studio in Sturgeon Bay in Door County, a tourist destination with a noted art scene.
A lot of younger artists have had to move back to our community, which has been great for Sturgeon Bay. I mean, we need that lifeblood from some of the bigger cities. People from Minnesota, from New York City have moved back here just to kind of wait things out. And so it brings this great energy, but also it's an energy that needs to be tapped into at some point to connect with so that we can help them and they can help Wisconsin.
Beryl Lutzky is a printmaker and art professor who works around the state. He says the arts community could do more to get the word out about arts events that are still taking place despite the pandemic.
It'd be great if there was a better clearinghouse for events and making sure that we have other ways of getting the word out about things that we're doing.
Lutzky says this is also a challenge going forward. Meanwhile, Frida Hai Wasihongo Tesfagirigis, the painter and art historian, says this time of crisis also provides opportunity. She says there's been a long-term struggle to increase collaborations within the arts community, to include women artists and artists of color. She says the video chats that have become so common this year open a door.
With this Zoom, this virtual, kind of virtual reality, we call it, we have more possibilities of linking up, of connecting. So I would like to encourage us to really take advantage of this Zoom feature and communicate more across the city.
Tesfagirigis isn't just interested in improved communication among artists. She also wants to see artists from throughout Wisconsin succeed in this challenging time. So she's calling on people who can fund the arts to look for ways to serve artists all over the state. The 15 organizations that participated in the video conference will gather virtually again later this month to review suggestions made in this week's meeting. Maya and Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.